amen, the challenges to look out for. Many of us desire and want to be blessed, to have increase, right? I told you that increase comes with a responsibility. Increase means more, all right? We want more money. I mean, you can use some more money. All right, I knew I'd catch you right there. All right, how many of you want some more blessings? All right. You know, in the Bible, blessings, you know what blessings means in the Bible? Okay. Blessings in the Bible means not money, but happiness. Means to be, it's Makarios. The word means to be happy. I thought about that. I said, wow. Imagine that. Imagine when you say a person is blessed, you're really saying they're happy. That's biblically. But in our society, we look at blessings a lot differently. I told you last week that Isaac is in the middle of a famine. And you know what I love about God is that you understand what I told you last week is that you got to remember that your increase are divine blessings. Divine blessings come at times when in the natural it looks like it's never going to happen. That's how you know it's a divine blessing. When all odds are stacked against you. When things don't look like it's supposed to look. Oftentimes we're trying to look for things. We won't move because things don't look right. Some of you played safe. Amen. That's a lack of faith sometimes. Amen. I'm not going to say all the time, but I'm saying sometimes that's just a lack of faith. Because it has to, everything has to align in order for you to make a faith move. Are you following me? And so I told you last week that God will reveal to you in your increase your true friends. And it sure will attract enemies. Amen. Told you last week that your increase will bring about envy. There will be people who are envious of your success. Don't be gullible, y'all. And let me help you with something. The people that you think is for you, be the very people that's talking about you. Be the very people that's envying you. They say they for you. They say they're gonna clap along with you. But they're the very ones that's standing against you privately. I told you that increase can cause haters to hinder or try to hinder your progress. And so we find in our passage today the whispers and concerns grew among the Philistines because they were hearing about this young boy named Isaac. Abimelech in his palace, stone walls, he's back there and he's pondering the situation. The balance of power, once firmly grasped by him, he was seen as the top dog. But the presence, listen to me real good, the presence of Isaac, blessed by an unseen God, thriving in a foreign land, presented an unforeseen challenge. Imagine this, John, a star player on a local basketball team. He has exceptional skills. Matter of fact, he's led the team from victory to victory. However, his success is seen as a threat. Come on, help me, somebody. The coach, with his other, there's an uneasiness among the other teammates. It's something that's in all of us, y'all. It's crazy that unless God really changes your heart, I wonder how many of us really want to see other people succeed. How happy are we when someone else gets the bag and you don't? See, that takes something. That takes something. You understand what I'm saying? And so the coach now seeks to bring harmony. So he, you know what he does? He asks John to leave that team to join another team. Wish I had somebody. John discovered that the challenges of being seen as a threat is what that was really about. Russell Wilson, benched by the Denver Broncos. Come on, help me, somebody. They had what they call, quote unquote, performance concerns, but statistically, he was doing all right. Come on, help me, somebody. He had some contractual issues because, watch this, they knew that if they bench him, it's a $37 million injury guarantee for 2025. But here's the deal. Rather than trying to pay him, they benched him. Rather than taking the risk of him getting hurt, they tried to bench him. You see, here's what I'm trying to tell you. There are people who are not happy with your success. There are people, amen, who will hate on you. They will envy you. Watch this. You say, I ain't got nothing. You got something. You got something. You got God on your side. And here's the thing. You don't need money to get attraction or attention. You with me? And oftentimes, that's what it is. That's what it really is. And I believe that what we have to realize is that don't ever apologize for your success. Don't ever apologize for where God has brought you from, as long as you know where he's brought you from. Do I have anybody? And so we find in our passage, if you look at verse 12, it says, now Isaac sowed in that land, that very land, and reaped in the what? In the same year. What? A hundredfold. And the Lord blessed him. That's why I told you last week, just remember your blessings are divinely given by God. Don't treat what you have, your increase, as it's something that you're doing. Treat it as it's something that came from the hands of God. Do I have a witness? And 13 says, and the man became rich and continued to grow what? Richer until he became what? Wealthy. But here comes the problem in verse 14. It says, for he had what? Possessions of flock and herds and a great household, so that the Philistines envied him. He didn't ask for it. It just came. And those of you who got promotions, somebody's probably saying, how did he get that? How did she get that? Come on, I've been trying to get that a long time. You didn't put in the work, but not only that, but when you have the favor of God, things will happen to you. Come on, help me, somebody. That, look, doesn't happen to ordinary people. I'm talking about things will happen in your life that you will have a clue and know that truly it's God. And so let's look at it today. Let's look at the other four or five challenges that you may have to look out for. The text says, then Abimelech. So when Isaac was becoming successful in that land, you got to back it up a little bit, and you'll see that Abimelech is the one that invited him. The very people that invited you to the table may be the very one to ask you to leave the table because you're outdoing them. Come on, help me, somebody. And so the text says, then Abimelech, King Abimelech, ruler of the Philistines, he observes Isaac's wealth with a wary eye. The prosperity of this lone wanderer once a guest in their land, is now overshadowing him and the people in there. Have you ever shined before and folk just start hating on you? Come on, help me, somebody. Listen, and watch it. And sometimes I believe when we're shining, we want to shrink back. But I say to you, don't you ever shrink back. These are just the challenges that come with being blessed. Come on, help me, somebody. And so the first thing I want to give you is this. Your presence may be a problem with certain people. Just your presence. I'm going to say it one more time. Look at the P's today, okay? Your what? Your presence may be what? A problem. But here's what I want to tell you. Write this down in your notes. Never take it personal. This is not personal. And when you don't take it personal, here's what's going to happen. You will prosper. When you don't take it personal, watch this, you won't develop an attitude of thinking that everybody is against you. Are you with me? And I want to encourage you today to understand that when you become a problem to people, you know you're doing something right. And so Abimelech's like, Isaac. But look, he invited Isaac. He encouraged Isaac. Isaac took a land that was nothing. See, here's how you know you've been called to do something. You go from doing nothing. You take something that isn't, that wasn't, and will never be to somebody else. But then God blesses your hands. And then when you put your hands on it, all of a sudden, it starts to grow. Do I have a witness here? Can I help you with something today? When God has favored you and when God has blessed you, you don't have to worry about things growing. It's going to grow. Are you following me? Watch the text. Watch the text. See, what we're trying to do, what we're doing, what this generation is doing right now, they're trying to come up with gimmicks. You don't have to use gimmicks when God is with you. You don't have to sell somebody something that you haven't tried yourself. You don't have to try to promote yourself and get IG famous or whatever. You understand what I'm saying? Because you think everybody else is doing that stuff. No, when God is with you. See, and here's what you need to know. When you're a problem to people, when your presence is a problem to people, they're going to try to derail you. They're going to try to say, look, come let me help you. No, they don't want to help you. They want to hinder you. Do I have a witness? Oh, I got a few people who understand what I'm talking about. Be careful of people who are overly friendly when you get increase. Look at the text. The text says, look what the text says. It's in the text, isn't it? Then Abimelech said to Isaac, go away from us. Wait a minute. Now, is anybody thinking about Isaac? Isaac is being blessed, man. I mean, listen, you've seen it, right? Cattle, household. I mean, the boy's living large. You understand what I'm saying? He's living large because you got to know one thing about Isaac. He was the child of promise. I'm going to say it one more time. He is the child of what? Promise. Galatians chapter 3, amen, verse 6. Says that you and I, when we place our faith in Jesus Christ, we are now children of the promise. I'm trying to help somebody. Your blessings is because you are now placed, you have placed your faith in Jesus Christ, and now you are a descendant of Abraham. Now, let me address this issue one time. I'm on TikTok, and every time I post a video, somebody's asking the question, why do I have this flag, this Israeli flag? They talking about free Palestine and all. I'm with free in Palestine, but here's what I'm with. I am a descendant of Abraham. In other words, we're part Jew now. And here's the thing. In Jesus Christ, we are linked to the promise. So I'm rolling with Israel. Let me tell you why. I may not like what they're doing to the Israelis, to to the Palestinians, I'm sorry. But here's what I am with. I'm with the fact that that's my lineage. And in Jesus Christ, you are blessed and have the favor of Abraham on your life. Are you with me? And that's the last time I'm addressed that flag. That's why it's there. Because I stand with Israel. Because it's God's apple of his eyes. Are you following me? Watch this now. So my second point is this. You ready? You may be perceived as a threat. Some of you want friends that don't want nothing to do with you. But you still want to be their friends. That's why they say, get away from me. Write this down. Don't take it personal. And don't ever apologize for your blessings. And don't ever apologize for who you are connected to. You are connected to Jesus Christ. And through Jesus Christ, you have an heir, a promise of blessings in Jesus Christ through Abraham. You're blessed, in other words. Let me give it to you in layman's terms. You're blessed. Don't ever apologize. And let me say this. Not everyone is going to be happy for you. People you thought were your friends will tell you to leave. They're saying all the right things. They're moving all the right ways. But the moment you step on the scene and start talking about what you're doing, you ever notice how they cut you off? But as long as you're interested in what they're doing. Lord mercy, y'all. Where the crowd at? I'm talking to nobody today. Y'all making me work today. Huh? Shucks. Y'all ain't kidding me. This. You got to catch it. You got to catch it. You got to catch it. This stuff you got to catch. The presence. Your presence may what? Be a problem with certain people. But you may be perceived. You know, when you're perceived as a threat, you know what that means? That means you got to get out. That means that you're not welcomed in the places where you should say you're supposed to be. And watch this. The interesting thing about this is that Isaac had already settled in. He settled into nothing. And it became something. Let me rewind the tape for you for a minute. When Abraham and Lot had an issue, Lot took the good part of the land. Abraham took the bad part of the land. And when Abraham took the bad part of the land, what happened to Abraham? Abraham was blessed. Do I have anybody? And that's what I'm talking about. Listen, they may try to take stuff from you, but what God has for you, it's for you. Text goes on to say, watch what he said. At least he was honest. He says, for you are what? Too powerful. You know what Abimelech recognized? There's something about Isaac. Let me ask something about you. Do you even see yourself like this? Where you're a perceived threat to people? Well, sometimes you're a problem to them, not because you're a problem, but because of your blessing. Remember, all this attention is not coming because you're a problem, because you're thugging it out. No, this problem is coming because now you are aligning with God and you're being blessed, and all of a sudden you're trying to figure out, listen, when I was doing bad, but now I'm doing good. It's like, how do I win here? But here's what I want to say to you. Stop looking for validation from people and know what God has given you is for you. And so the next thing is, your appointed position may cause you to be in isolation or be isolated, but you get what I'm trying to say. Yeah, your position. Let me say this to somebody, okay? It's lonely at the top. If you think that everything that you're working for right now when you get there, everybody's going to be smiling in your face, and you're going to be hanging out together, and you're going to be having a good time. Listen, not everybody belongs at the top. That's why it's such a rare place. Come on, help me, somebody. And sometimes when you get to that place, you will be in isolation. Watch this. You'll be isolated from people, but not from God. And what you got to do, listen, let your light shine and never apologize for your blessings. God is with you. People with, watch this, people who perceive you as a threat look at you in a different light. It's crazy, but this is the human nature. Abimelech said, man, you're too powerful for us. You way too powerful for me. Now, you got to catch this. This is the king talking. So you can kind of tell what's happening with this king. But here's what Abimelech knew. He had a real sense. Watch this. That something greater than his idol gods was with Isaac. Let me ask you something. Do you have any clue who's with you? Oh, Lord. Do you have any idea who is really on your side? Who's really in your life? Who's really, really, really blessing you? Now, listen. Don't let the enemy know that more than you. Oftentimes, we're the last one to know it. But when you know what you know, that look at you now. If you only knew where I came from, if you only knew how far I was, if you only understood how far the Lord has brought me. See, I was way on the other side. Way, way on the other side. But oh, God has brought me this far. But here's the thing. My isolation does not mean I'm isolated. Come on and help me, somebody. It simply means that God is putting me, preserving me, protecting me, because where I belong, only certain people belong there with me. You know what's wrong with Micah Vick? You know, I went back in history. Yeah, I did. But that's modern. You understand Michael Vick. You know what Michael Vick, you know, let me tell you a story about Michael Vick. I used to work in Newport News, Virginia, where he lived. But here's the problem. Now, they got gangsters and thugs out there, you know, real, real hardcore dudes and girls. I used to work with them. But here's the problem with Michael Vick. Michael Vick made $73 million his first year. But you know what he did? He wanted to go back and rescue everybody. And because of the influence that he had, the people from his environment had on him, that's the reason why he got caught up in that nonsense and ruined his career. Watch this. You got to be careful. Don't take your, look, God was isolating him, but he kept trying to run back to Newport News in the hood. God's trying to elevate you, but you're still trying to go back. Now look, you can give a donation to the Boys and Girls Club. You can give some donations to some of those churches in the hood, right? But listen, do me a favor. You got to separate yourself if you're going to live a life of increase. Because I want to help you with something. You got to know that this type of thinking requires something. It requires discipline. But sometimes God got to push you out the way so that he can work his plan in your life. I imagine sometimes God be looking at us and be saying, man, I keep trying to tell him, stay away from those places, but he still keep trying to go back to that place. See, here's the thing. You can't go anywhere first where God is trying to take you if your mind won't take you there. And some of us, our mindset hasn't changed yet. We still pawning stuff. We still living paycheck to paycheck. Come on, help me somebody. We're still trying to hustle. You don't have to hustle when you're blessed. You don't have to do five jobs when you're blessed. When you're blessed, God will take your little and he'll give you increase. He'll stretch it so far. Watch this, that, listen, that you won't even be able to understand, because when he says he's going to open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing where you don't know how to receive it, God makes good on his word. Do I have anybody? The text is clear. Text says that he says you're too powerful for us. Verse 17, look at verse 17. I'm about to sit down. It says, and Isaac departed from there and camped, watch this, in the valley of Gerara. Now there's a little piece here that you need to know. You know, I'm good at geography like that. Bible geography, I like it. Background, all that kind of stuff. But watch this, you ready? Isaac didn't give him no flack. Notice, Isaac didn't talk back. Some of you be like, I ain't leaving here, I'm blessed over here. This is the perfect job for me. This is the perfect place for me. Listen, you thought you were gonna retire there. God said, you got to leave. See what I'm saying? You're trying to hang out in a place where God says, I got better blessings for you. See, what we do is we look at what we have, and watch this, we don't look by faith. And sometimes God has to disrupt your comfortability to push you to where he wants you to be. So my next point is, you will have to press your way forward, but don't worry. I'm going to say it one more time. Press your way forward, but don't worry. He probably wanted to stay, right? But God blessed him. Don't get comfortable where you're blessed, because it may intimidate others. Watch this. The text says that he went from living, in verse 6, it says he lived in Gerara on the mountaintop. Lord have mercy. Y'all ain't trying. But now he got to go to the valley. Oh, some of you are scared of the valley. Some of you are so scared. Listen, it's your last dollar, but you won't give it to God. It's your last $100 bill, but you just won't give it to God. I'm talking about the valley now. I'm talking about you got to decide my rent or my tithes. And God is saying, now you got to remember who blessed you to pay the rent. Because guess what? I'm going to take care of you. But I'm asking you to press on. I'm asking you to leave the mountaintop so that you can get into the valley. See, in the valley, write this down, it's where you will receive vision. It's in the valley where God will take the valley of the shadow of death, and he will transform the valley just for you. The Bible says the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He lead me beside still waters. Do I have anybody? Even though I walk through the valley. Now, Isaac's case, he's settling in the valley. Let me give you a little valleyology for a minute. The valley is a place of vision. The valley is a place of vulnerability. Why do you say that, Pastor? Because in the valley, you can't see what's coming. I wish I had somebody. But you got to always remember that when you get in the valley, it's where God has positioned you. You got to know this. The valley of Gerara was a place where Isaac would have had to learn again how to trust God. Sometimes the increase can cause you to start relying on the bank account, start relying on the blessings, and you start forgetting who's really protecting you. So God moved them from the mountain, hey, and God put them in the valley. I thank God for the valley. See, the valley is a valley of trust. It's a valley of vulnerability, but it's a valley of trust. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. I thank God I had to go from the mountain to the valley. I'm in the valley right now. I don't know what's going to come at me, but I thank God that he has his hands on me in the valley. Aren't you glad this morning? Aren't you glad this morning that God can protect you wherever you are? Somebody here, I want to tell you, you got to step out on faith. Yeah, Isaac may have became comfortable, and God told him, it's time for you to leave. Sometimes it's hard to leave some people. Sometimes it's hard to leave some places. But you got to do what you got to do. And here's what you got to do. You got to make sure that you're stepping in the plan of God. You got to press on in spite of. Don't you worry. The valley is a temporary place. Because after you get out the valley, he says, I will prepare a table. A table suggests a permanent place. This table suggests a banquet style. So in other words, when you come out the valley, you will have a party. God will set up a party. And he not will put your friends at the table. He gonna put your enemies at the table. And guess what he gonna do? He's gonna put you on display. Because you've been mountaintop tested. You've been valley tested. And now, hallelujah, and now you're ready for the table. God will prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies to show them, I'm with you. I've been with you. I'm gonna be with you. Do I have a witness here? Do I have anybody here who can understand what I'm talking about? The challenges are there, but it does not stop the fact that God is the one blessing you. Turn to your neighbor. Say, neighbor, 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 God's been good to me. I know he's been good to me. It looks rough sometimes. It looks tough sometimes. But this valley is going to make me a better person. Do I have a witness? And the last thing you got to know, you should never have a problem with starting over. Stop making temporary things permanent. Be ready. Be ready. Don't let the problems of life cause you to settle. But I want to let you know something. You shouldn't have a problem starting over. When God starts you over, it's to take you on a new adventure. Take you to places you've never been. The challenges are not over. But I stopped by to tell you, he settled, but he wasn't settling for less. A star over, over, and over again. The opportunities that Isaac had is because God was with Isaac. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad that your God can start you over again and again and again and again? Give God a hand clap of praise. Tell him thank you. Tell him thank you. I may have some challenges, but God is with you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Isaac settled. But he didn't stop. He went from the mountain. Sometimes we don't understand the transitions in our lives. You're complaining about the valley, but the valley is the best place for you right now. When I say I want to see, this is a year of increase, this church is going to fill up this year. It is. But I want to tell you something. Don't be surprised if we have to go through some valley experiences to get there. The Greek word for blessed is the word Makarios. The name Makarios comes from a Greek island, an island in Greece. It's called the Makarios Island. Here's what it's known for. It's known as the blessed, the most blessed island in Greece because it was self-contained. So when Paul was writing about this word blessed, he was thinking about the island of Makarios. Listen to this. The residents on Makarios didn't need to leave the island to get what they needed because all the blessings was there. Matter of fact, the island offered everything they needed, all the natural resources, everything they needed to enjoy their lives was already built in. Lord have mercy. The inhabitants of this island, they were self-sustained, self-contained, without having to run to another island to get their needs met. Makarios, the blessed island. All the stuff that people were trying to get outside, they already had it. But listen to this, us. All the stuff we're trying to get from outside. The new car, the new house, the new money, all the fine things. But really, those things are just extras. Matter of fact, those things are just bonuses. In the biblical world, being blessed, you should be okay being on that island. Come on, help me, somebody. Just being in the kingdom, isolated, but not cut off. God has put you in a blessed location, the valley. And one of the ways you know that you aren't blessed yet, in a biblical sense of the word, is that you keep leaving the island, trying to go find your blessings when everything you needed is already there where you are. I ask God to transform our vision in the valley. Notice, it didn't say the valley of death. It says the valley of the shadow of death. Some of us are scared of our own shadows. See, sometimes what you're seeing isn't what it is. It's just an illusion. God has put you in Makarios, but you keep running off the island, trying to find the extras.